as wise desired by Beyonce. If you liked it, you should have put a ring on it. This is great. Today we are talking about placeholder. It's kind of the extension of what we were discussing earlier in the last episode, which was about excitement of doing something new, like those highs which we get, how should we capture it and why should we capture it, how important it is. In today's episode, we are talking about placeholder. Placeholder is basically a beginning of that idea. When you're excited, how you should lock and mark the start of something new and exciting. That's what we'll talk about in today's episode.
Your afternoon caffeine with Dailyish Pod is here. A creative podcast to refuel your day. Presenting your host, Suyog, also known as the Fun Indian Guy.
So I am guilty of this particular thing, and I go through this particular cycle many a time. So I get excited about things, and I get very, very excited. And when I know that, okay, this is worth doing something about, I start naming these things. And I have certain attraction towards naming things like Futuring Now, Daily Sport, The Fun Indian Guy, Futuring Now Studio, Project Thought. And I keep naming things because by naming it kind of gets me a good mental clarity, because then it has some sort of a title, it becomes a project in itself. So when I get super excited, first thing I do, I name that thing. And the next thing I do is quite that particular thing makes you a little bit accountable, sometimes way more accountable for your actions. As I said, you need to capture those excitement, and you need to have some placeholder so that you can go ahead and explore. So after naming, if the idea is really, really serious, I go ahead and buy the domain, like www.lalalala.com. I'll go ahead and just buy it. And that's a commitment, because you spend money, and that's like a transaction which is happening. And that's a very nice example of placeholder, because now you had an idea, you got excited, you named it, you thought a little bit more about it in the process, and then you bought the domain. So now you are set, because you have actually created something which is serious. It's not just a random idea which was there. So that domain makes me accountable and makes me work on it more. Just like if you wanted to open a cafe, bringing the digital example into physical space, if you wanted to open a cafe, you went ahead and kind of took a shop on rent, or you bought the shop. And that step is the placeholder. I know that's a very expensive and very, very serious placeholder, way more serious than buying domains, because buying domains is easy. But that's a placeholder, because now you'll go ahead and make the interior and create the stuff, buy the equipment, hire people, have baristas and all those things. Those are the next steps. But now you have a shop, so you have the responsibility to build it. Just like that, now you have a .com or whatever, .la-la-la. Now you have responsibility of building it. So that's a good placeholder. An easier placeholder for the similar thing would be going on Instagram and getting the handle, which I also do eventually, because those become the placeholder. And later I go back to those ideas, start building it, use the domain to create the website, use the profile to put some posts. And that's how I take the ideas further. So this is my way of doing it. I am not saying this is the ultimate way, as always, but this can also help you get into some sort of way. So whenever you get excited, lock the idea, name it, write a couple of things about it also in your documentation, in your journal, so you kind of get a bit more hand or get a bit more hang of the concept or the idea, and then buy the domain or book the handle on Instagram. And then the crucial part, actually start building. So placeholder is just the beginning, a meaningful beginning though, because it kind of makes it serious and not just a random casual idea. So placeholders will definitely help you, but then you need to buckle up and build stuff, because building is actually executing, and that's more meaningful. So that's about it. I hope you got something interesting to think about. And with that, I'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening.
If you like what we do, then make sure to follow Dailyish Pod wherever you listen to podcasts, as well as on Instagram. For more visual experience, do subscribe to the Fun Indian Guy YouTube channel. Until next time, have fun.